Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Bab.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Laughing.
Aw, you haven't been recording all of this fuck-up?
No.
I have. Dedication.
To the art. To the craft.
Are you recording now?
I am recording now. Let me just adjust my volume to the right ear.
Adjust my dick to the right ear.
All right.
That's what I did to your mama the other night.
No. My mom's a very lovely woman.
That's why do you think I put my dick in her ear?
No.
I don't do it to the uggos.
That's my cock in your ear.
Nothing for I don't do it to the uggos?
No.
All right. You know, we should start the show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week, we talk about lots of things. And when you hear this sound... that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
We're all cocks all the time.
One of us is a fine-looking black man.
Mm-hmm. That man's name is Andy.
Ah-ha-ha. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the fine-looking black man in Tancast.
Yes, you are.
That's what this lady told me today.
What?
Oh, she was just walking by and like, you are a fine-looking black man.
Well, I was with a coworker who's also black, and she's like, you two are fine-looking black men. Where were you 30 years ago?
And you were like, I was in kindergarten, Peter, and punched her in the neck.
Arguing over Transformers, just like last weekend. So, was she hot? Did you put your dick in it?
Maybe 30 years ago she was.
Oh.
So, Noah got a time machine and cranked a couple out.
Mm-hmm.
Bang, bang, bang. You know what? If I had a time machine, I think I would do much better things with my time.
What?
Hey, Tim. I just finished this time machine, and I'm going to go and fuck this black lady that was on Caltrain. Like, Noah, don't you want to stop Hitler or something? Or make yourself rich? No. This
yeah,
lady
like,
might have been fine, and I need to go find out.
You could go, like, place bets on all the great sports upsets.
No. This lady needs to be fucked. But not now. 30 years before now.
No, you could short stocks that were about to crash.
I don't think you're hearing me, Andy. This lady needs my dick and her vagina.
But Noah, you could go back and find out if we actually understand the correct pronunciation of ancient Egyptian.
And maybe if she's freaky, her ass too.
Or you could just go back a couple years and try to inception Chris Nolan to getting a line in the script where Batman says to Bane, look at my dick!
Now I'm going to fuck this black lady.
Right. I mean, that's paramount.
28
if I have
years
time,
ago.
Yeah, you know, I may do something else.
Yeah, everything else is if you have time, if you have enough gas left in the time machine.
But man, 30 years ago, I bet she's gonna have a hairy vagina. Whew.
You can bring an epilady back with you.
Bring some Nair, just slathering on. That probably does not feel good. Oh.
I know this is gonna sting, but it's gonna be totally worth it.
That tingle means it's working.
Oh. The flesh falling off means it's working.
Oh, no!
No, it's tender!
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be tender.
Because Noah's gonna fork it.
I'm gonna fork it, knife it, spoon it, spork it.
Spork it?
Don't you worry about what I do.
Spork it.
Yeah, I guess that's having sex while you're spooning. It's like
sporking.
It's like, cuddle.
Urban Dictionary, sporking. The act of spooning with the addition of an erection.
I was close. Well, you know, you got to put that erection somewhere. Ladies, if your man's got it up, it is your duty to get it back down again.
What? Second definition, a phenomenon that occurs when a man and woman are spooning and the man gets an erection, often leads to either anal sex or a restraining order, or in rare cases, both.
I'm just imagining that that's happening simultaneously. She's standing in front of the judge, like, do you see what I'm putting up with? No? Just me?
Bang.
No, yeah, it's just you.
I thought you were actually going to say something. No, it's just you.
No. It's no.
Shall we do some tan laughs?
We shall.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
We like to tell jokes to you every week in the segment that we call the Tan Laughs. Timmy's a comedian, and he could write the jokes, but he's a big, fat, lazy ass. So we have to turn to you, send them in, or we'll be screwed, to your mom at tancast.com. Now it's time to hear the jokes that we got from all you folks. Yes, bitch, it's 10 left time.
What a country.
Anybody got one?
I got one.
Do it.
Oh.
Or no, just sit there silently.
Sorry, I hadn't pre-read these, and it starts off just horrible. So we're going to go with it, because that's the kind of show we run. And I'm pretty sure we haven't done these before. So, Dean sent these to us, titled them, More Tan Laughs That Brits and Kiwis Think Are Safe to Send Through Company Email. I'm guessing these are jokes that that his email filter caught. Some guy just knocked on my door selling raffle tickets for 4 black orphans. I said, fuck that, knowing my luck, I'd win one.
Terrible.
A guy gets a call from the police telling him his house was robbed. The offenders had also consumed all of his beer and had raped his wife. A moment of silence passes, and then the guy says, I can't believe they fucked my wife after only 5 cans.
Oh! maybe they should go back in time.
Maybe. Yep. My wife kicked me out after she caught me measuring my cock. It just reaches the back of her sister's throat. Oh, it just reaches the back of her sister's throat. There we go. I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. What's the difference between a black man and a park bench?
If you sit on a black man, you will not like it.
No, it's sad. A park bench can support a family.
Oh,
I feel like we need to spend some time with successful black men to disprove all this shit. Oh, this one's horrible. I gotta go get some cracker jokes, because I feel like we've been doing too many ethnic jokes and not making fun of white people enough.
White people need to be made fun of.
They do. Fucking take those honkies down a peg. God damn it.
Enough shooting people, more jokes about them.
Indeed.
I wasn't really... You know,
what's the difference between white people and a park bench?
I don't know.
Homeless people piss on the park bench, whereas white person pisses on homeless people.
I'll accept it, but I will not laugh.
Fair enough. It's a rough draft.
Keep workshopping that. Yeah, keep workshopping that.
There's an open mic down the street. I'll try it.
Why are aspirins white?
Because they work.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, is that it?
Yes. Oh, this one's good. How does every ethnic joke start?
You look around or something.
Yes, with a quick look around the room. 10 Catholic priests were killed in a road accident. At the pearly gates, St. Peter says, if any of you are pedophiles, you can go down to hell. None of them start to walk away when St. Peter calls out, and take this deaf bastard with you!
Oh, 9 of them start to walk away. I thought you said none of them start to walk away.
Sorry.
Wait, what?
I think it's all the fat.
I think I need to get closer to my router.
Good. Good plan. I like it. I was telling that old joke about what do you do if you see an epileptic having a fit in the bath? The answer, throw in your laundry. We were all having a good laugh about it when this big guy tapped me on the shoulder and said, I don't find that very funny. My brother was an epileptic and he died in the bath during one of his fits. Sorry about that. Did he drown? No, he said he choked on a sock.
Hey-o.
I see what they did there. He thought he was mad because he made a joke, but the joke was real.
The wife came out of the bathroom and said, I just shaved my pussy. You know what that means, don't you? I said, yeah, the goddamn bathtub drain is blocked.
Wow.
That's a hairy pussy.
That is.
That's an ungrateful husband is what that is.
That is horrible.
Unkind, sir.
If she's offering it up, you got to take that shit. Especially in joke world, where apparently wives don't give it up.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Not in the real world, joke world.
In joke world, if your non-giving it up wife walks out of the bathroom and says, "I just shaved my pussy," and you know what that means, don't you? Before the "you" sound comes out of her, your face should be in that crotch.
No, you don't want razor burn.
This is true.
I know you don't get razor burn from rubbing your face on stubble, but...
I assumed you meant you don't want to give her razor burn.
You don't want to get vagina burn.
Yes.
Well, I can't remember what you call it when you get, when stubble irritates you.
Sandy lips?
I think it's beard burn or beard irrit. I don't know.
Listeners, write in.
Please correct us, because we are too lazy to Google.
Send your postcards to fucktards@tancast.com, and then erase it from the postcard, type it in an email.
Yeah. Set the postcard on the side of your desk and look at it. Now type the exact same thing in.
Good rough draft.
Yeah, good.
Who are these jokes from again?
Those were from Dean.
I swear we've read these before.
I feel like there's only so many racist jokes in the world, and we've been doing this for 5 years.
there's always new ground to be broken in racist jokes.
Mm.
There's some Chuck Yeager on the edge of the envelope.
Gonna take a ride into the danger zone.
Has anyone thought to say ching chong chang chong? Living on the edge. No. All right, next.
Oh, I got it. Now that song's playing in my head, goddammit. Actually, you know
next.
What? I'll take it because I've had a Bush song stuck in my head the whole night.
Was that your little Bush laugh?
Yeah.
It was. I appreciate that, Tim.
All right, I got some jokes.
Do it.
I didn't know Bush recorded any songs.
Fuck the economy. Tra la 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 la.
Horrible. Horrible.
These are from Roger. Rockin' Roger. What do you call 100 blondes stacked on top of each other?
Good time.
Yeah.
An air mattress.
Nah.
What do you call...
Can you really take 100? Think about that. That, like, if you assume maybe a foot per blonde, that is a stack of blondes 10 stories tall.
Maybe they're spread out, though.
So, like, in a pile? So, like, they're not stacked, like one atop the next.
Like, a rectangle. Like, there's a base, right?
Is it a buttery biscuit base?
And then they crisscross each other.
I still feel like you're going to take far fewer than 100 blondes to build anything that would
you
resemble a mattress.
You want it to be comfortable, don't you? And some of them are going to die, so, you know, you're going to need something to replace them.
Now, here's a question. When you're building your blonde... whatever, bassinet. Do you put them face up so that you can rest on the jiggly boobies, or do you put them face down and use the ass as their cushion?
I say face up. Here's a better question.
I figured you would put them on top, you know, alternating on top of each other, some face down, some face up.
How many blondes do you think you could stack on top of each other before squishing the one in the bottom?
Oh, that sounds like it's a question for XKCD.
Or maybe they're not stacked 100 on top of each other. Maybe they're sort of interlinking. So they're really only 4 or 5 high, but they're just all over.
Oh, like
nice
a
big, like a California king.
Like Phil, how much space do you think that would take up?
Even if these are very petite blondes, if you stack them 4 or 5 deep, you're talking about 400 to 500 pounds on the bottom one. Well, 300 to 400 pounds if they're very petite.
Me and Noah saw a girl today that couldn't weigh more than 50 pounds.
Oh man! So
and right in front of her, we saw a girl who had to weigh a ton easy.
But it's not, I mean, she was chubby, but she was also just fucking tall.
Yeah, she was just gigantic.
Oh, okay.
Like she started walking towards our table and our glasses started to shake like in Jurassic Park.
No, it did not.
A goat leg slapped against the window.
Oh. Tim is making stuff
And then behind her was like the little dog from the Warner Brothers cartoons. Like, are we going to play? Are we pals? Are we pals? Ain't we pals? Yeah. Spike, come on, Spike.
See, that is a better joke.
See, Tim, what you should have done is hopped up on Noah's shoulders so that you could address the tall one and go, "Stop eating all her food!"
Well, again, it wasn't just a matter of, you know, weight ratios. It was just size.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what, though? It could be
it's
a
like
thing
Minnie
like...
Me and Shaq were hanging out, like they're best buds.
Yeah. It could be like that thing with the, you know, like sharks, reef sharks, where they go swim down and, like, just open their mouths and, like, little fish dart in and they get all the little tiny bits that are kind of stuck. Maybe the big one, like there's bits of food that are just too small for her giant hands to deal with, and that's what the little one eats.
Or maybe she's like one of those big sharks, and the little one just sucks onto her.
Yep. Just hops on her back. All right, let's go.
Where are we going?
Giddy up.
What's that little thing called?
Remora?
Andy's dick. Boom!
Damn, that cut me.
Did your dick have a little suction cup mouth on it and it just sucks onto people?
It does. Right on the bottom. So my dick can just catch a ride.
It catches onto a bigger dick.
Oh, sorry. Now I got Green Day stuck in my head.
All right, I got more jokes.
All right, do it.
What do you call 10 blondes standing ear to ear?
Wind tunnel.
Yes. Ha-ha! Ding, woo-hoo! You win! What do you get when you put 2 blondes in the freezer?
Another joke, apparently. I don't know.
Arrested.
Frosted Flakes! Ding, speed round! What does a blonde do when her laptop freezes?
Sucks a dick!
She sticks in the microwave! What does a blonde say after a doctor tells her she's pregnant?
Is it mine?
Yes, ding, you win!
Yeah!
I feel like we've entered the lightning round.
What happened after the blonde ran to meet her long-lost twin sister?
She broke the mirror.
She couldn't recognize her.
What was that, Andy?
She broke the mirror.
Judges, we will accept it.
I like this way of doing jokes.
We should. We should do, like, jokes where you have to guess. We try to get each other to guess what the punchline is.
I sense a new game. We should workshop this.
The actual answer was she got 7 years bad luck for breaking her nose on the mirror. I don't know what that means because you get 7 years bad luck for breaking the mirror, not your nose, but whatever.
What kind of glass nose did she have?
Maybe she had bought that nose on finance, you know, like kind of had it smoothed out and turned into a little petite button thing. And she still had 7 years to pay that shit off. Maybe.
All right, I will accept it.
I will accept it, but I will not laugh at it.
Fair enough. Moving along, running out of time. What is every blonde's ambition in life?
To be a brunette. What's ambition?
One at a time, please.
Sorry, Tim, go ahead.
What's ambition?
Nope.
To be a brunette.
No. To be like Vanna White and learn the alphabet. And our final question. What is the blonde doing when she holds her hands tightly over her ears?
Getting her thoughts together.
Ding, 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 you win! Well, close enough. Trying to hold on to a thought.
Yes, I agree. Tim is close enough.
Yay!
So we'd have to go back and review the tape.
So Andy has 1 point. Tim has 2. Tim is the winner.
I thought I got 2, but I'm pretty sure Tim got 3. I still feel like Tim won.
All right. I didn't actually keep score.
Tim is the best. Tim is the best.
Oh, so it's like, whose line is it anyways?
Tim is the best.
Tim has 1 million best. Points. Andy has -5 because he has a small piece. Moving along.
Tim has a million. Andy has lobster.
All right, so this one is a combination email and tan laugh.
All right.
Should I read the email first?
Well, if it's something for us to respond to, why don't you do the tan laugh first? Unless the email
leads to
the tan
laugh. I just remember it being funny. I'll read the tan laughs first.
All right.
So there's some Yo Mama ones that she suggested I send to Noah, so I can send them to him. Oh, this is from Robin. Did I say that? It's from Robin.
Oh.
This is Robin.
All right.
Hey, Robin.
Shrubotsky?
No, Robin Blake from the end of Dark Knight Rises. Spoiler!
Oh.
No, Robin, a lady. Hello.
Oh, hello.
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 Hello, say the two married guys on the podcast. We should shut up. Noah?
Hi. I like women.
They're soft in places that I appreciate.
They have boobies.
I like to smell their hair.
They smell so delicious.
Also, I like to eat their hair.
Yes.
And make a little hair doll.
Anyway, so I'll send those Yo Mama jokes to Noah, and he'll read them at another time. And then one of the jokes she sent in, we've already read before, but this one is a brand spanking new one.
Spanking.
I'll read this part of her email. Here are some tan laughs that I believe you haven't used yet. Even a Disney one I heard on Mad TV, just for you, Tim. That's right. How you doing? Still married. But, you know, good to have options. Just kidding.
I'm sure Janelle will love to hear that.
I'm sure Robin will love to hear that. Whoa, 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 I was just sending jokes, dickhead. Mickey wakes up one winter morning and looks out his window to find Mickey Sucks written in the snow. He contacts the police and they investigate. Several hours later, a policeman approaches Mickey claiming to have bad news and even worse news. The bad news is it's Goofy's urine. The worst news, it's Minnie's handwriting.
No.
She was touching his dick. His little red rocket.
Oh!
Did you not get the dick touching?
I assumed Goofy peed in her mouth, and then she spat it out.
Oh, wow. You went way darker.
Noah, occasionally, apparently, we're just going to have to say really obvious things.
Andy, you say all the things, so don't worry about it.
I do. Are there words to say? Well, I will say them.
Andy
Are there words that
the
should
things.
Not be said? I will still say them. Bank
all
on
right.
it.
So now it's time for her listener email.
Excellent.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
TanCast. Listener email.
Hey, Tim, Andy, and Noah. I've listened to just about every single episode since I heard about it on Tim's Kingdom Comedy, which was last summer. And I just had to share this moment with you. So I was listening to TanCast with my sleeping cat next to me. Suddenly, the Andy rant music came on. And when he said, "I'm fucking in here," my cat jumped up from her seat, trying to figure out where that noise came from. I've never seen her go that nuts, even during 4th of July fireworks. Love the show, Robin.
Yes. Yes, small thing. Fear me.
Andy's voice freaks out pussies.
Yeah. That would explain a lot.
Andy startled the pussy. Andy, don't startle the pussy. Calm down, man.
Can't help it. Just walk into a room. Hello, ladies. You can hear those
vaginas
slam
dry
shut.
Up like the Sahara Desert.
You just hear the moisture. Like slam, click, 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 click. Chain.
They get that white crusty stuff that you get on the corner of your mouth when you're thirsty.
Mm.
All right, I took it to a gross place. That didn't need to happen.
Tim.
Pee in Minnie's mouth, white foam on vaginas. What's wrong with Tim today?
He's been swimming with his child.
Offhand, I'd say a lot.
Put the bunny back in the box.
Why couldn't you have just put the bunny back in the box? You fuck.
Ah, Nicolas Cage. The one true god. Oh, that's the thing on Reddit. Tim wouldn't know. Sorry. I'm not actually that funny. Reddit is.
I wouldn't call that funny.
Reddit's pretty funny.
Reddit can be funny.
I'm not saying Reddit isn't funny. I'm just saying Nicolas Cage, the one true god, was more random than it was funny.
Fair enough.
So how did everybody else enjoy their 3-day work week? Oh, just me?
Oh, no. I also had a 3-day work week, and I enjoyed the shit out of it.
How did you manage to do that?
Took 2 days off.
Well, thanks, Andy. What a story. You're like Mark Twain. You can spin a tale for minutes.
Okay, you want the Andy version? I'm sorry. I thought you wanted the Tim version. So here's the Andy version.
No, I wanted the Tim version. The Tim version is entertaining. I didn't want the Noah version where there's no facts.
Oh, okay. So two-ish months ago, I was kind of burning out and thought, okay, we're going to stop Drew going to the private school that he was doing kindergarten or preschool at, and we're going to send him to the public kindergarten, and there's going to be like exactly a week between the end of 1 month and when the kindergarten starts on August 7th. So I'll just take that full week off, and we'll do like family stuff the whole time. And then Caitlin's parents decided that, like, oh, well, he really likes that school, and we know it's expensive, but it's okay, we'll pay for it. Okay. So then there was like pretty much no point in me taking an entire week off because Drew was still going to be in school for that whole week. But I still wanted to take at least some time off. So I kept two of the days and then took all the rest of the days and moved them to the end of the month when Caitlin's parents are going to be here visiting us so we can have family time together.
Aw, what a sweet little booty boo.
Yeah. Now, I swear to God, and I know she's going to listen to this episode and correct me on this, but I swear to God, I'd said in
God
front of my
is going to listen to this episode and correct you?
Yes, the one true God, my wife.
My wife!
Yeah, there it is.
His wife!
I swear I told her that I was going to still take the first and second off and still do, you know, turn it into a 4-day weekend and get some shit done around the house and whatever. And I had thought that I'd even mentioned it like 2 weeks before. Then we get to Wednesday, and she was talking about, like, whether I would be able to take Drew to school on Thursday because she's feeling under the weather and wasn't sure, you know, if she'd be feeling better by Thursday morning.
And I was like, yeah, since I'm going to be home, sure, I can take him to school. He's like, okay, when were you going to tell me that? Like, repeatedly for the last couple of months, I thought, maybe? No? Okay, well, guess what? You're going to see me the next 2 days. He's like, God damn it, you could have warned me. I thought I had all this time to myself. Nope.
And then you farted in her face.
And then I did. Right up in her face.
Take that!
Take that, whore!
Alright, well, I don't think we should do that.
They don't like it when you call them whore. Mm-mm.
They do not.
Even if they happen to actually be whores.
Yes.
They get all butthurt.
Even if they are whore, no one likes to hear the truth.
I would say if you are having sex with a woman, finish, she tells you the total price, and you pay her, you should still not call her a whore.
You should call her expensive.
Well, nope. Depends on how much the total price was.
Unless her name is legally whore, in which case, I mean, you're stuck.
Well, yes.
Well, it says there right on your license. Whore.
You had some fucked up parents.
That's pronounced Wahoray.
Well, my 3-day work week was because my schedule is changing. I used to get Sundays and Mondays off, and then they were going to change it to Fridays and Saturdays. And so they said, okay, so our work week starts on Sunday. Uh-huh. So they're like, okay, and I needed this last Monday off because I had scheduled a dentist appointment. So like, okay, we'll switch your schedule after that. So you'll have that Sunday and Monday off, and then you'll have Friday off, and then you'll work Saturday through Thursday, and then you'll have that Friday, Saturday off. I'm like, beautiful. And then, so I made a bunch of plans because we're moving right now. Whee! Which is why we may not have a show next week. Probably won't have a show. There won't be a show next week.
Alrighty.
So I made all these plans. Like, we went and got the keys today and did some moving. And then, so yesterday they're like, okay, so it turns out we can't have you work 6 days in a row. So can you come in Friday? I'm like, nope. They're like, okay, hang on a second. And they walk back. All right, turns out you get Saturday off too. I'm like, great. One of those 3-day work weeks I've been hearing so much about.
Very good.
So now I'm playing with my dick. Did it, did it, did it, did it. I got to have lunch with my boy Noah.
All right. How was that?
It was all right.
Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
Was that when you saw the one tiny one and the one big one?
Yes.
Ah.
They were part of a league of superheroes called the... Why the fuck are they hanging out together? Squad.
How did you guys become friends?
Did you meet at a I Can't Find Clothes That Fit seminar, or?
We had some little P.F. Changs. Little Michael was there.
Oh.
Singing Jingle Bells the whole time.
Quite often playing with chopsticks, drinking milk, spilling in his crunch.
He did.
Wondering where the fly
happened.
Went.
He was playing with his chopsticks, and Noah's like, man, do you remember when, like, I wish I was still that excited about simple shit. Because look at him, he's still playing with it, and he loves it. Just waving chopsticks back and forth. And then we hit them together like, you know, like a drummer getting ready to start, but he just never starts. You know, like a drummer's like, one, two, three, four,
37, 38, 39, 40, 41.
Just, one.
He's skipping, slap him on the head.
Yeah, so there's that. Noah, anything to, any news to regale us with?
Besides the black lady and call me fine.
No, that's gotta be nice for the ego.
You never get called fine, Andy?
No.
What about come on, there was that one gay guy who was like, ooh, big bear.
This is
true. Oh yeah, that was him.
That was nice for the ego.
There you go. You should look him up on Facebook.
I should. I should see how dude is doing.
And see if he'll do you.
What?
Oh.
What? Huh?
What?
Huh? No. Ah! I watched a movie recently, but I can't remember what movie it was.
Oh, I watched some Netflix stuff.
All right.
Hooray.
Break it down for us.
A steaming pile of streaming with Tim.
I remember at one time I wanted to watch... like the shitty on-demand movies on Comcast and review them.
I remember that. And then you thought, I'm going to be dead someday. I'm not wasting my life watching this bullshit.
Well, you know what? Surprisingly, you can watch a movie and fast forward and not really hear the dialogue, like, you know, because it's not playing, but still get a pretty good idea of what's going on.
That's a good feature. But we'd have to have somebody actually watch the movie and then compare and contrast what you guys thought.
Oh, that would be funny.
You tell me what you think the movie was about. I'll tell you what the movie was actually about.
So I watched some fast forward. Here's what I thought happened.
So I saw now I've seen this before, but I watched The Frighteners, starring Michael J. Fox, directed by Peter Jackson.
That's available?
It's streaming.
Oh, I'm going to watch the shit out of that. I'm going to watch that so hard in the butt.
Whoa, now. Easy. Calm down.
All right.
Watch yourself. Watch. Frighteners, good but odd movie.
Yourself. Sorry.
Very odd tone. Like, I mean, like, it's...
It is.
It's a comedy, but it's also a horror, and...
That's all, kind of Peter Jackson's, like, shtick, though.
Kind of is.
Really? I didn't laugh once during The Lord of the Rings.
With his horror movies, like, he did, yes. Evil Dead, or not Evil Dead, Dead Alive?
Yeah, Dead Alive. Evil Dead was Raimi.
Yeah, which was also a horror movie, but very, like, slapsticky, too. I would say even more so. I mean, actually, I haven't seen Frighteners, but from this, what I've seen from the trailer, like there's one part in Dead Alive where he's like, I kick ass for the Lord!
Oh, just a great declaration of purpose. You know what? Someday I think I'm going to try to use that in a job interview.
I think you should try to use Look at My Dick.
Maybe we should try to use both. So can you describe for us what your responsibilities are at your current job? I kick ass for the Lord! Interesting. So do you have any questions for us? Look at my dick!
That's not really a question. It's more of a statement.
Look at my dick!
Are you doing the Batman voice by Christian Bale?
That's the only way to talk. It's the only way to ask people to look at your dick. Hop, 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 I am a yop. I've said that like 3 or 4 times this week. I was at work, bored. I mean, I was doing something important, but like I had just hit this wall where it was like, oh, I got to stop fucking working. I just leaned back in my chair, looked at the ceiling and went, hop, 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 and started laughing my ass off. people at work are used to me like going crazy every once in a while, so it's like people are like, oh, he did it again.
By the way, look at my dick! T-shirts will soon be available at our Zazzle store.
Yes!
It just says, look at my dick in big letters with 3 exclamation points and then an arrow down.
Is anyone going to buy that?
Who cares? Just knowing that it's available makes me happy.
I mean, I guess there's really no, like, downside, right? It doesn't really cost you anything.
Yeah.
I kind of want to buy it and wear it to work. I mean, have another shirt on over it, but then just at the end of the day when, like, all the bosses are gone and just people that, like, can handle shit like that, like, ooh, just undo the shirt that's over the top of it. Peace out.
Talk to the San Diego mayor, because you are playing with fire, sir.
Oh, this is true.
Wait, what's the San Diego mayor do?
Oh,
so much creepy shit. Someone did not keep up with his daily show this week.
Creeper extraordinaire.
I did not. I know Anthony Weiner got in trouble for, like, sexting again.
Can't stop, won't stop.
The San Diego mayor...
we should send Anthony basically... Weiner one of those shirts.
Just this one's on us, buddy.
Consider it a campaign contribution.
If you wear it during your campaign, I will vote for you.
I will move to New York and vote for you.
But the San Diego mayor was just sexually harassing a bunch of city employees, I guess, and including something about licking or breathing really close to the girl's face to the point where, like, he left spittle on her cheek and ear or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, the way it was described was so disgusting.
Yeah. Commenting on their bodies, unwanted hugs, pats on the ass. There was one, like, he just, like, grabbed her and, like, started kissing her, like, shoved his tongue in her mouth.
He stuck his tongue down her throat. Ah! Oh, wait. For people who aren't following the story, dude is nigh 70. It's not like this is some young hip mayor, like, hey, it's happening, let's have some sex.
If he was young and hip, it'd be okay. Sexual harassment, if you're young and hip,
you know what? No.
I knew plenty of chicks
okay,
who,
but at least
Gavin
it wouldn't
Newsom
be
had...
not okay and also, ew, grody.
Yeah. I knew plenty of chicks who, if Gavin Newsom had tried to, you know, basically like just dry hump them at the office, would have been okay with that.
Yes, but I mean, if it's unwanted, it's still unwanted, but at least it's not like, and it was my fucking grandpa.
Ugh.
Ew, the fucking Crip Creeper got a crippy boner.
Just before on The Daily Show, where he comments on the fact that dude should never, ever smile again, my wife had paused just to go, did you hear the latest about this guy? I'm like, I think we're about to on the show, but I like, I think I did. And she starts telling me, I'm like, oh, holy shit, that's awful. And we both look over at the TV at the pause, and it's just him doing the smile. I'm like, oh, my God, that looks like he's about to eat someone's soul. She plays,
hello,
and
kitty.
Oliver makes a joke about it. I was like, yes, thank you, because fucking A. It's like the Joker. But not like the regular Joker. He looks like, I don't remember if it's in Ultimates or what, but there's some version of the Joker where, like, he had a dude just cut his face off, and then he eventually, like, safety pinned that face over the gore.
That's repugnant.
Yes.
Why so scandalous?
That's it. I wanted to say that, but you took too long after saying he looked like the Joker, so
sorry.
Now it's not funny. How you like that? That's right. My joke is not funny because of Andy. I'm blaming
Andy. You know Andy says all the words.
Every word.
Every word. Nothing? You remember that, Tim? Tim?
Hey, Tim. Oh, shit. We just lost Tim. Da 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 da
da da da. Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Where is Tim? Where is Tim? He's not here. He's not here. Blah, 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 blah. Bing, bong, bing, bing, bong, bing. This Tim internet fail was brought to you by bacon. It's delicious.
Bacon, get those pigs open.
Bacon, it was somebody's child.
Oh.
Someone, Zach, Steffi's husband, posted a t-shirt they saw in Portland that said that. Like, it had, like, a thing that said, you know, bacon. It was, you know, it used to be this person's child or something like that. I don't know, I'll have to, let me look it up so I can correctly quote it.
We'll see if we can add Tim back to this while we do that.
I still don't see him on. Do you see him on?
No, but sometimes when you try to add him back, like, it jiggles the Skype. I'm not describing it well.
Oh, so, okay. So it's a little picture of a little cute, cartoony little pig and said, bacon had a mom.
Everything delicious had a mom.
This is so true.
Yeah, there was some, I think it was a billboard, and it showed, like, a dog and a cat together, and then, like, a pig and a cow together or something like that, and it's like, why are these ones pets and these ones are food? And somebody else had, like grabbed it and posted it all over the internet, and it was something along the lines of, well, because one is full of tasty burgers and bacon. I'm like, I get it. I get that whole idea of wanting to be, you know, like ethical with how we treat animals. And even more ethical, like not contributing to suffering of other living beings. But at the same time, it's like, nature's full of things, just like eating things while they're still alive, and, you know, nature's full of suffering, and we're kind of part of it. So I recognize that human beings are different, and we have the capacity to think about our actions and, like, have morals and shit. But at the same time, if I'm not ready to be enlightened and stop eating meat, I think I'm just going to have to be okay with that while I continue to stuff my face with delicious burgers.
I wonder about that. I mean, we can rationalize, right? But I wonder what level, how much of our actions are driven just by a base, not desire, but instinct, right?
Well, I mean, like, it's no accident that we love salty, fatty, sugary things.
But yeah, like, because, I mean, think about all the things that we do that we know, like, if you think about it, that we shouldn't be doing, but we do anyways, beyond rational thinking. Like, yep. And I wonder how much of that is driven just by something that you cannot control, right?
Dude, think about, like, 90% of the bar hookups, where it's like you got the beer goggles on, you both wake up in the morning like, ugh, that guy? Ugh, that girl?
Well, I don't even mean, like, when you're, like, inebriated, you know what I mean? Like, when you're, like, you know, we know we should eat better, but we don't, you know? Or, or even if, like, yeah, if you take it to addiction level, like, you know, people get addicted and they will do things that they know they should not do, that they know are not good for them, but they do them anyways, right?
Yep.
And I think on some level, like, maybe you just can't control it. Like, you know,
maybe I should stop sending pictures of my penis to women over the internet while I'm running for New York
exactly.
mayor.
But why did I not learn my lesson the first time? Like, I'm trying to get voted to be mayor, and yet I'm getting caught in this scandal again.
Oh, speaking of delicious burgers and delicious bacon, there is a company, I believe it got its start in Florida, but it's made its way at least up to Georgia, called BurgerFi.
Yeah!
Have you had BurgerFi?
I don't know, but it sounds good.
It is tasty as shit. I mean,
based on that review, I no longer want any.
Looks like the closest one to you guys is in Napa. Oh, it's coming soon in Napa. It is delicious. It's one of those fast casual things. So kind of like Chipotle or, well, I guess Sonoma Chicken Coop close to you guys. But I'm trying to think of other places that do the quote-unquote fast casual style.
I didn't know that was a thing. Tim, can you eat fast casual food?
I keep it fast and casual.
I mean,
right,
as much
ladies?
As you want.
Hello.
Unlimited?
Yeah. What are we defining as fast casual? Like, give me a restaurant example.
Well, Sonoma Chicken Coop in your area.
Chipotle, then yes. Oh, fuck, Chipotle has some good-ass chips. Yep. I know we're in the middle of Andy talking about Burgerama sucky-fucky, but goddamn, Chipotle.
Burgerama sucky-fucky.
They do indeed have some great fucking chips there.
Hey. All right, I got new business I want to pitch you guys, all right, sit down. We're going to have burgers, right? Burgerama sucky fucky. What do you think, yep. right? It's going to be burgers and hookers, right? So you get your burger, and then you get a sucky and a fucky, right?
Can't go wrong. This can't miss.
I'm going to do a Kickstarter.
We're printing
our money. It's like, do you like burgers? Yes. Do you like sucky? Yes.
Do you like fucky?
Yes.
Shut up and take my money. Anyway, back to burger sucky.
You can even get your sucky fucky animal style. We can't call it animal style because in animal ain't got the little thing, but we'll call
it
wild
style. We'll just call it doggy style.
I was just about to say. You can have it your way.
Wow, there's a ton of these things down by, like, the Miami Palm Beach corridor. So, like, Florida, etc. Florida. Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, Daytona. Yeah, that must be where they started off.
What's it called again?
BurgerFi.
Next time I'm in the world's shittiest state, I will be sure and stop by and then get shot.
Well, there's four of them in the Atlanta area, a bunch of them in Texas. One in Tennessee, looks like two in the Raleigh area, some in New York.
Can we have them in a state where black people are?
There's one coming to Napa. Are you guys allowed in Napa still?
It's iffy. If
I have
you
to get a
group
there.
Of us together, it's okay.
There's also one in...
and we pick the grapes.
It says Seattle, but it actually looks like it's closer to...
Canada?
Well, no, it's definitely closer to Seattle than to Canada. But it looks like it's in one of the suburbs. Maybe Linwood. I don't know. I'd have to keep zooming in. Yeah, and sometimes Google gives you the names of things, and it's just like neighborhood names. It's not actually like town names.
What would you compare it to?
Do you guys have Five Guys out there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think In-N-Out is better than Five Guys, in my opinion.
I'd agree that In-N-Out is better than Five Guys. So it's kind of like it's not really like In-N-Out. It's a bit closer to Five Guys, less greasy.
I like it greasy, but yeah. Slap some grease on it.
Yeah, better fries than Five Guys, which I like Five Guys fries. I like Five Guys fries better than In-N-Out fries, actually. It's like wherever they source their beef from, like they say that they get all their food that is, like, you know, it's cruelty free and vegan and ethically handled and no growth hormones and all the rest of that stuff. Honestly, I mean, if that cow had to be, like, crying its eyes out when it got to the slaughterhouse to be this delicious, I think I'd be okay with it, because it is sublime. It's like the buns are great, and the toppings are great, and the burger is just, it's like moist without being, like a big wad of grease in your mouth.
Your ethical values are based on how good it tastes.
No, I'm telling you, like this burger is so damn tasty, like, it would make me walk away from my ethics. That's one of those things, like, would you kill somebody for $1 million? I'm like, I don't think so. Would you kill somebody for $1 billion? I would shoot 10 babies in the heads in front of their mothers for $1 billion.
Really?
Because I would go to jail forever, but the rest of my family would be taken care of for generations.
There's no way they let you keep that money. Come on now. You gotta think logistically.
Yeah, this is true. Now,
unless they're all black babies and they're in Florida, then you are all set.
Well, yeah.
Oh! I mean,
they call that Tuesday in Florida.
Oh! And if the babies threaten you,
your shit, Florida.
Yeah.
Suck it.
It's okay.
Who's the dick-looking state now, Florida? You are, dick.
That baby was looking at me funny, and I was scared for my life.
It had those four sharp teeth.
That baby's teething. It's dangerous.
I don't know if that diaper was loaded.
But my gun was.
I don't know if he was packing some heat back there.
I saw bulge. I had to assume the worst.
Oh, terrible.
Oh, Florida's terrible. Fuck that place.
You live close to it, my friend.
It's like 8 hours from here. I feel okay.
All right. Close than this.
Yeah. Touch. I'm more worried about that idiot Paul Brown. Now I'm seeing signs up with Paul Brown for U.S. Senate. I'm like, no. It's bad enough that he's in the fucking House, but the guy who's talking about science being alive from the pit of hell can go get fucked before he goes to the upper house.
Yeah.
If he said, I will get fucked, I will allow a man to fuck me, would you let him go?
Do I get to pick the man?
Is he
going to
change any of his policies on gayness after getting fucked?
No. Everything's going to be the same. He just got fucked.
He's going to have to get fucked a lot, not just once.
How many times?
Lots.
More than 10?
Anytime he wants to vote on something.
Yes, I was going to say. Anytime he wants to
anytime
speak
he wants to vote,
vote
no on something that, you know, would be good for the country, you got to get fucked.
Yeah. Oof. Oh. Nope, even if I agree with what he was going to vote, with the way he's going to vote, still got to get fucked. But come on, man, it's the same. Nah, you signed it.
I'm raising the minimum wage with no other restrictions. That is awesome. Thank you, Paul Brown. Lube up. Can we name this episode Lube Up Paul Brown?
Sure.
That might be pushing it for iTunes.
Nah.
Little side tangent here. There's a secret menu for BurgerFi.
Yeah, the secret menu for BurgerFi is printed right on their to-go menus.
That's bullshit, then.
The carry-out menus. So it's only secret insofar as it's not up on the wall.
They need to, you know, I mean, I don't know. I think you maybe do a little work for your in-secret menu.
Yeah, I think it's, like, too much, like, oh, In-N-Out's got one.
Have you tried any of the frozen custards?
No, my wife did. She said they were, okay. But we've got actually, we've got two places near us that, like, do, like, nothing but frozen custard. Like, it is a custardia or whatever.
Custardia.
I had custardia once. Woo!
Yeah, oof. It's coming
don't
out
drink
just
water in Mexico. That's all I'm saying.
Just came out of Tim's butt, frozen and lumpy.
And kind of curdled.
Oh.
We went to a dark place again.
Indeed. Yeah, so she said that the other places that, like, focus on the custard have, like more things to mix in and better things and more, like, flavor options for the custards. So the custard itself wasn't bad, but she felt like she wouldn't necessarily go to BurgerFi and go, ooh, BurgerFi for custard.
Okay.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, I was at a Sonic, and I was like, ooh, that hot dog thing looks good. I'll have a burger, please.
BurgerFi hot dogs? Delicious. Quite tasty.
How many times have you been there?
All the time.
I've only been there once. My wife got a hot dog. I got a burger. My burger was orgasmic, and her hot dog was not bad. And she went there once with our kid, and he had one of their, I think it was one of their chicken apple sausages, and she said that was, like, unexpectedly delicious. Yeah, the chicken apple dog.
My dick is unexpectedly delicious. Right, ladies? Right in.
Yep, right on in.
I would love it if a single lady wrote in who knew.
or didn't know and just said it.
What?
Or who didn't know and just said it.
Yep.
That would be awesome. Yep, delicious. What?
Have tasted, can confirm.
You live in the Arctic. He was here once.
Tastes like whale meat. Delicious.
Tim Blabber. It's supposed to be blubber and bab. And
I got it.
Made it sound like I talk a lot.
Yep. Yeah, your secret menu's not really secret when it's at the bottom of your menu online.
You're a 5S monkey,
Tim. Well, no one scrolls all the way down. Huh?
You're a 5S monkey.
Cool it down.
Yes. We should probably wrap it up. Did Noah have a don't masturbate in the kitchen for this week?
Oh, I did. Let me look it up. Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Kitchen.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal. Now we'll give you a recipe that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember. Do not stroke your bone. Masturbate in the kitchen.
These are called Dude Food Magic Bars. You take some pretzels, grind them up, you know, in your blender or your food processor if you have some. You mix it with some butter. You make that your crust. Then you put some bacon on top. Cook bacon. You gotta cook it first. And then you put some dark chocolate chips. Then you put some peanut butter chips. And then you put some salted caramel on all of that, top of that. And then you crumple up some Ruffles potato chips, sprinkle on top of that. Then you bake it. You're done.
That sounds heavenly.
That does sound good. It'd go good with those burger sucky fuckies.
Yes!
I would love to get a sucky fucky while I'm eating these Dude Magic Bars. I made it once, and I would say use a pretty thick cut bacon. I felt like everything else kind of overpowered the bacon flavor. So if you can get like a nice thick cut of bacon, that'd be good.
Good. Good to know.
Another thing, I did not buy salted caramel. I tried to make my own, which worked out okay. I basically just put some caramel in a bowl and put some salt in there and mix it up with a hand mixer. Although some of the salt went to the bottom. So that part was extra salty, and I poured it on the thing. So I was like, avoid that next time. There's like a little globule of salt at the bottom of the cup I used. Or if you can find salted caramel
salt
sauce,
globule.
I did not want to make it, and they did not have it for sale.
Fair enough.
And that's it.
Very good.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Eat it. Now you can masturbate in the kitchen. Now that Noah's out of the kitchen, you should be all clear to masturbate.
All right.
How about?
Wait. No. Gotta go check the stove. Make sure the top is like cooled down.
You know what? While you're masturbating, it's a good time to wear your new "Look at My Dick" T-shirt from Tancast.
It is.
Look at my dick. Oh.
Tim,
oh, don't look at,
tell
don't look
me, at. Tell me that those things are going to be available in baby doll style.
You mean wait.
Lady style.
You were making a different joke than I had in my head. Yes, they will be available for any male, man, woman, and yes, child.
Onesie.
Yep.
All right. how about on a mug? So you can just hold the mug in front of you and sip from it and smile.
Hey. Done.
Tim can make all these things happen.
Can I make them happen before I post this episode? Yes, because that's how easy our store is.
Excellent.
Where in the world is episode 207?
Wow, we haven't blasted your nuts about that in a while.
You haven't. Wow.
Take that, nuts.
My nuts had forgotten what this felt like.
How's it feel, Andy?
Thank you.
Anytime,
familiar. Buddy. Comforting, really.
It's like home.
It does.
No answer. Oh, okay.
It's behind Anthony Weiner's dick underneath the mayor of San Diego's tongue.
I didn't realize those two things were sandwiching each other with episode 207 in the middle.
It's just right around the corner.
You don't want
it's
episode 207.
Hot, steamy pile of mayoral love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's not the mayor yet. And judging from the polls, he won't be.
Apparently.
Yeah, I did not think that was going to happen. Well, I mean, especially after this came out.
Insert sinking pole joke.
Like, before this, he was in the lead.
Yeah. Actually, like, right as it broke, like, he maintained the lead. It's just like, as more things keep piling on and he keeps going out, like yeah, I fucking did it, so what? It was a long time ago. It was last Wednesday.
Yeah!
I know, it was like months ago. It was not even a full year ago.
Yeah. Stop living in the past, Marge. Why are you living in the past?
And, oh, did you guys hear who this person was?
Somebody who was thanking him for staying in the campaign and not letting his shitty record... No, encouraging it? I can't... Go ahead.
I think they were, like, they messaged on Facebook to kind of, like, talk about their disappointment in him that he would do that. And then somehow he turned it into, like, yeah. What are you wearing?
I understand you're disappointed. I'm disappointed, too. Want to see my sad dick?
What about my happy dick? That looks just like your sad dick. I know.
I'm disappointed this dick isn't dry. I mean, ah.
Fuck. So close. So close.
I stumbled at the finish line. Oh, oh.
Fell right in your face.
All right. Well, that's Sandcat for this week.
Yep.
And next week. I could do another one of those reading a children's story as a different character, but only if a significant number of people write in and say, A, they want it to happen, and B, what story and what voices?
Al Pacino.
Reading?
I don't know. I'm just doing a voice.
Oh.
I don't know Marvin if I can keep K. Mooney.
What?
Marvin K. Mooney, will you please go now?
Sorry. Has to be one I already have. I am not going out of pocket for this.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That is a fucking long book.
I know.
How about this? How about this? I will read The Very Hungry Caterpillar in the voice of someone's choosing.
All right. I accept that.
All right. Done.
I will see if I can get you a copy, like, online or something like that of Marvin K. Mooney, because I think it would be hilarious as Pacino.
I think you should do the caterpillar in the voice of that girl from Fridays. Fuck society's wolf.
Well, the caterpillar doesn't actually talk. It's all narrator.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean.
Oh, so read The Very Hungry Caterpillar and the guy from society tells you what she says.
That might be a little hard
to understand. On Monday, the caterpillar ate one apple. On Tuesday, the caterpillar ate two slices of pizza.
Oh, stupid people tricks.
All right, well, if that's what you're doing... If you're down with that, great. Write in. If nobody writes in, no episode next week. Ha ha, take that.
Yeah. Take it in the butt.
I want people to write in. I want people to leave comments on iTunes. Or that's it. No episode next week.
Nope.
And people are like, fine, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
We're holding Tancast hostage.
There'll be another shitty fucking episode the week after that. Don't threaten me.
It's like when people are like, I'm going to buy gas for a day. It's like, well, you got to get gas sometime.
You're gonna fucking Fred Flintstone your car around? No, I didn't think so.
You guys are just gonna release another shitty episode anyways if I say something or not, so I'm just gonna
so I will continue with my apathy. Yep. Thank you very much.
When some super nasty dude goes, well, do it or I'm not gonna have sex with you. Damn, too far.
Have a week.
Remember, when you come back, it's to this.
Have 2 weeks. If you don't give any comments.
Or drink a lot, just have 1 week.
Remember, never trust an old dude to sexually harass you. Young dudes are okay, not old dudes. Young, good-looking dudes.
You're doing
dude.
It like a laptop that shuts off in the middle of fucking Tancast.
Is that what your laptop did?
Yep.
Nice.
This week, I hate learning that I have sleep apnea.
Do you really?
Yes.
Tancast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast.
I have a very mild case. It's like napnea. It's just a little one.
But, like, losing weight can help with that, right?
Yes. Yeah. And the new building that my company just moved into has a huge fitness center. So as soon as we've got a working fucking fax machine in the new building, I will be faxing my information to the people that control the access to the fitness center and getting my fat ass down there. Also, I'll be going to a dentist and getting a special thing for my face that holds my mouth in, I don't know, some sort of better positioning and hopefully allows me to sleep.
Ah, man, I wish I was there. Just dip my balls right in your face, right in your mouth.
It's not really going to hold my mouth open so much as it's going to, like, pick my jaw, my lower jaw up and, like, make it jut forward, so...
Balls right on your chin, then.
Well, yeah, that's...
My son loves teabagging. He'll handle that business.
Oh, wow, that was such a good laugh.
Oh, Noah about killed himself laughing.
Oh, come on, tell the story.
Oh, I was on the ground at the barbecue at Jeff's house, and my son ran over and just I was laying down, face up, and my son just started doing squats over my face. Like,
no, but like, Tim knew it was going to happen and called me over. So he's sitting there, and he's like, all right, I got to let Noah see this.
Yep, I was like, Noah, here comes the thing that's going to make your day. And it did. You got give me credit. It did.
Oh, fuck. Michael went in there hard, man. Just,
That was the hardest he'd ever done it. I had a headache for hours. He's like, bah!
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, fuck. What did we talk about this week? All right. This week, we talk about lots of things. And when you hear this sound, nailed it.
Oh, shit.